Welcome to the Laura Mayer Podcast. This is a podcast all about learning to walk in the mental and emotional and relational freedom that Jesus provided for you. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I've got some exciting things to share, and I don't think it's coincidence that you're tuning in. If you can hear the sound of my voice, I encourage you, open your heart to what God has got to share with you today. He's been very specific with me on what I'm supposed to share today. He's often specific and often gives me direction, but he's been very specific today on what I'm supposed to share. And today I'm going to talk about revival. Now, 2 weeks ago, I took a break last week, but 2 weeks ago, I launched an episode titled Restoration Part 1. And I fully intended to teach on Restoration Part 2 today, and I kind of still am. But there's been some things that have shifted and changed in the world, and so the paradigm has changed, and the place from which I'm sharing has changed, and the light that God has shined on what I'm sharing has changed a little. So we will do restoration again for next week's episode, but there's just a whole bunch more I'm supposed to share. So the Lord's had me, he's reminded me of some things that he spoke to my heart a few years ago that I've only ever shared publicly one other place. And that's when I was ministering in a church back in October of 2019. And the Lord was having me share about pour, P-O-U-R, about how he will pour out his spirit. In the sermon series that I had done over that weekend, it was a women's conference. The Lord had me break apart the series of Render, Restore, Pour. Not really a series, I guess a formula. And I see this written through the Word a lot. When God is bringing restoration, before he can bring restoration, first he causes a surrender, a repentance. And then that sets us up for a restoration. And then after we've been restored, then that sets us up for a pouring out of God's Spirit on the inside of us. I think it's important to note that restoration comes before the pour, because we are a vessel, and a vessel is a container that holds something. And if a vessel has cracks in it, has wounds in it, has broken places in it, and you go to pour a liquid, let's say water, into a vessel, it's going to crack and it's going to do damage because the vessel cannot hold. God is, speeding up, escalating the restoration of his people, because his desire is to pour into us so that it can be poured out of us. If you're not following along, revival has hit the globe. A few weeks ago in Wilmore, Kentucky, at Asbury University, a group of students on a Wednesday afternoon started chapel and never ended. They just stayed. They continued to worship. They continued just to lay at the altar before God with a hunger for him, and he showed up. That was planned by God. I know that was on the calendar of heaven, because there's been a sense in my heart, and a sense in the hearts of some other ministers I really respect and I've listened to over the years, that God had something big coming. That we've prayed for revival for years, and we've been hungry. And the last few years have really caused people to evaluate things, and we realize we cannot do things on our own. And it's created an environment ripe for revival. I think what you see in our world right now, there's so much darkness. And darkness creates such a void where people start saying, wait, I've been trying to do life in my own way, my own power for so long, and it's not working. God, I ask you to show up in my life. I can't go on how things have been. And where there's hunger, he answers. So I went back in my journal and I started reading some things that the Lord has been talking to me about the last 2 or 3 years. And today I'm going to share with you something that is written in my journal. I'm just going to read from the pages right now. from June the 10th, 2019. The Lord woke me up that morning. It was summer. I was home with my children, and I could hear that my kids had already gotten up and were stirring around the house. And I was sleeping in. I was tired. It was summer. And so I started waking up, but my spirit man was speaking. On the inside of my heart, I woke up to the words that said, "For I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and my sons and my daughters shall prophesy." And then I fell back asleep. I knew it was the voice of the Lord speaking through my spirit. But I was those groggy hours where you're not quite awake, not quite asleep. I kind of fell back into a sleep, and then I jolted back awake with the spirit of the Lord saying, with more emphasis this time, "And I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and my sons and my daughters will prophesy." And there was emphasis on the word daughters. And then I dozed off again. I know this is crazy, but I dozed off again and woke up again, jolted out of my sleep with the spirit of the Lord saying again, with more urgency and more command and firmness, "I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and my sons and my daughters will prophesy." And I got up and I didn't start to pray. Instead, I just said, "Lord, I'm listening." And I kept my heart open in a position much like the game of baseball or softball, where you just keep your glove open, waiting for the ball to come to you. I kept my heart open. I kept that posture of openness as I got up and I made my coffee and I started tending to my children. You know, you can be doing things on the outside, but stay connected to the Spirit of the Lord on the inside. And I do that a lot, where I'm just saying, "Okay, Lord, keep talking to me about whatever it is." And it's kind of a dialogue that goes back and forth all day long throughout the day. So this is what he started to show me. I saw a picture in my mind, or I guess it was in my heart. Oftentimes the Lord will speak to me in images and in pictures. And I saw a picture in my heart of the globe. It was the whole earth. And above the globe was a giant bucket of water. Very much like if you've ever been to a water park and like the little kiddie area where the water sprinklers and things are, and there's a bucket that gets filled up, and once, and it kind of wobbles back and forth, and once it's filled to the brim, it tips, and then falls and pours out on the giggling children below. That was very much like what it looked like in my heart. And so I was looking at a picture of the globe, and I saw a bucket of water being poured out all over the globe. But as I looked closer and I zoomed in to the globe, so I was no longer looking at it from kind of an aerial outer space view, but I zoomed in, I could see that the water was not just pouring out and covering the globe without first going through people. The bucket of water was pouring out and then dividing out into streams that was going in, like in someone, down into their body, down through their head, and then out of their mouths and out of their bellies. And it reminded me of the verse that talks about how out of us will flow rivers of living water. And it also reminded me of the passage of scripture in Habakkuk 2:14 that says, "For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." So as I'm looking closer and I'm seeing that this water, this glory that is covering the globe, is first going into individual people and then coming out of us. And then the Lord started talking to me about revival. And about how the revival that was coming was going to be a revival of hearts. We had been seeing, or maybe it was just I that had been seeing revival as an outward thing that was going to come at us. But instead, God was saying it's something that's going to well up from within us. And as believers unite, as believers, not just, yes, unite with each other, but unite with the heart of the Father, that he was going to be pouring out his spirit in us and through us, and it was going to cover the globe. And then he started talking to me about the daughters. He said that we were coming into a space where there would be those. And the impression I got in my heart that the those that God was talking about would be those that were legalistic and in religious communities that were more focused on law than on spirit. And they were so bound by their doctrine that they had created, that had long since veered off what the spirit of God had created, that there would be those that would say the women are taking over. The women are taking over in a negative sense. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke very sternly to my heart, and he said, when you hear it, it is not true. The women are taking their place. And this is what I know to be true. The Lord is raising up an army of women to stand in our places, because it has been a ploy of the devil to keep women silenced. And not only has it been an attack on women, it's been an attack on men. Because if Satan can silence 50% of the body of Christ, he's taken out all of us. He has weakened all of us. How good is a brother if a sister does not come alongside? How good is a sister if a brother does not come alongside? We both genders have been made in the image of God. I love when I look at Genesis, and I've been studying that out, that when you look at it in the original Hebrew, and I'm not a Hebrew scholar, but I do follow some that are, that there's been a gross misinterpretation of the early parts of Genesis. And I'm not going to go into all of that right now. You can look it up yourself. I believe the website is True316. And it's after Genesis 3:16. They have a website. He and his wife are both theologians, and their doctoral dissertations were written on this specific passage of Scripture. But it's how through the years Scripture has been misinterpreted when it comes to the roles of women. And if you don't correctly interpret Genesis, it will cause you to misinterpret the other seven areas in Scripture where it talks about roles of women and men. But in Genesis, when it talks about how God creates humans, the original translation is more accurately translated to say, in the beginning, God created human, and there was not a gender designation yet proclaimed upon human. Gender is not mentioned in the original Hebrew until God splits human, and then he refers to them as male and female. And I think that's beautiful. Because that means that both man and woman were made in the image of God, with attributes of Father God inside each of us, that each of us portray in a unique way. And when we are divided and fighting against one another, we're actually harming ourselves. But one of the things that God is bringing restoration to in this season is he's bringing a restoration to women stepping into our roles, stepping into our places, no longer being silenced by religion and legalism, but being set free by the Spirit of the living God that says, in him there is no male nor female, Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, that he has called us his daughters. And I think it's interesting, because this is not to put men aside. Men that are listening, this is good news for you. Because when women are walking in all that God has created us to be, we are able to do our parts, which means you are now free to do your parts. God is also raising up men to take their places. Where things have been out of balance, God is bringing balance. You know, when God chooses a man for a job, it's not a choice against a woman. It's a choice for that man, because he is the one that God wants to use for that thing and in that time and in that season. And likewise, when God chooses a woman, it is not a choice against a man. God chooses that woman in her own right, because that's whom he wants to choose. Let the naysayers take issue with him, because in Christ, there's neither male nor female. So that's what God started showing me back in 2019 about His glory coming to the earth and pouring inside of us, and then it was going to reach the globe. So when I first heard about the Asbury Revival, my heart was quickened. You know, I've heard about cool things happening all over the globe, and it's been, you know, I mean, prior to Asbury, I would hear about interesting things and be happy and be excited. But this was different. When I heard about Asbury, my spirit recognized the movement as something that I've known was coming, as something that's been prophesied to be here, as a great awakening coming to our globe. God, in all His glory, showing up as only He can. So I knew I had to make the trip that night. I knew we had to go because I wanted to step foot in the epicenter of what is coming next. I wanted to put my feet on the ground where the first drop of water landed that I believe will be a ripple that covers the globe. So next week, I'm going to pick up exactly what restoration looks like, because restoration and revival go hand in hand. And God's speeding some things up, and that's real good news. Restoration that feels like it's been a long time coming. Things are being sped up, and it's because of the season that we're in, the spiritual season, the season that God has ordained. We have come into a new place. And those that are hungry will be fed. Because when you seek Him with all your heart, He will be found by you. There will be those that choose not to participate, and my heart breaks for them. It's not a certain denomination. It's not a certain doctrine. This is not coming through a certain human. This is coming by the Spirit of God. And any of His kids that want to get in on it, all you got to be is hungry. Thank you for joining me this week on the Laura Mayer Podcast. If you haven't already, I would encourage you to follow my Facebook page, simply Laura Mayer, or also my Instagram page, which includes my maiden name, Laura Radway Mayer. Or also you can follow me over on my YouTube channel, Laura Mayer, and it's where every week on my social media, I do what's called 5 minutes to freedom. Oftentimes I go over 5 minutes just a smidge, so it should really be more like 6 or 7 minutes to freedom, but that doesn't sound as good. And it's where you learn a principle from the Word of God that brings a new level of freedom to your life. I'm just sharing all this because I know there's quite a few new listeners out there, and I'm really glad you're here. So definitely take the time to follow me on all those places if this has been a life-giving, freedom-bringing place for you, as that is my prayer, that that is what this place is for you. So thank you for joining me this week on the Laura Mayer Podcast. Join me here next week where we will continue learning that being His always means being free.